Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. Evaluations for the city manager and city attorney are in, and the city council gave both of the top employees at City Hall favorable assessments. City Attorney Carla Niemann received a score just above meeting expectations, according to a copy of her evaluation. The score means Niemann is eligible for a 3% merit increase on her base salary. According to employee data from the city, Niemann's base salary rose nearly $10,000 since the year began. And city manager Dion Max scored close to a perfect score with a 4.25, with 5 being the top score. Unlike the city attorney, the city manager does not have a contractual merit increase built into her pay based on evaluations. And University Medical Center, Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center El Paso, and elected officials celebrated the groundbreaking of a new comprehensive cancer center in South Central Wednesday. When completed, the planned 356,000-square-foot Fox Cancer Center at Texas Tech Health El Paso will provide chemotherapy, radiation, imaging, pharmacy, and research services. The ceremony also came with an announcement of a $5 million gift from the Gail Hunt Family Foundation to help finance the center's completion. In total, the project has received $35 million of support from philanthropy, including $25 million from Steve and Nancy Fox, who the center will be named after. In other news, the Legal Defense Fund and other nonprofit civil rights organizations filed a legal brief this week in opposition to the state's new congressional maps. The so-called Friend of the Court brief argues a federal court should block the maps from going into effect before the 2026 midterm elections because they discriminate against Black and Hispanic voters. The NAACP and the League of the United Latin American Citizens sued last month over the new congressional maps, alleging racial gerrymandering. The maps aim to give Republicans 5 extra seats in the U.S. House. And pharmacies in Texas will soon be able to sell ivermectin over the counter. That's thanks to new legislation that Governor Greg Abbott signed into law on Wednesday. The anti-parasite medication is traditionally used for livestock, but during the pandemic, ivermectin was controversially touted as an alternative treatment for COVID-19. As the Texas Newsroom's Blaze Ganey reports, the measure now goes into effect in early December.
For decades, ivermectin was only known to people working with farm animals, but the COVID-19 pandemic changed that, a change that concerned researchers and health organizations around the world who say ivermectin doesn't help with COVID and can be dangerous for humans. Still, the Texas legislature recently passed House Bill 25, which makes it easier to get. Here's the bill's author, Republican Representative Joanne Schaffner, earlier this summer.
Unfortunately, it was very, very politicized, as mentioned earlier, as a horse drug, etc., which is so demeaning to all the people around the world who are dependent on this drug for survival in developing countries.
The bill was one of 13 signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday. I'm Blaze Ganey in Austin.
And the Texas Democratic Party is expanding its operations across the state, opening 4 new offices with talks underway for at least one more. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports the party is hoping the expansion will help it to build grassroots support and enable it to better compete with Republicans.
The Democrats plan to move their headquarters to Dallas while keeping an office in Austin, as well as opening new offices in Houston, Amarillo, and Eagle Pass. Party officials are discussing further expansion in the Rio Grande Valley. Party Chair Kendall Scudder says the effort aims to help Democrats reconnect with working-class voters.
I grew up on a farm in East Texas where, back in the day, we were all Democrats because Democrats earned our support and showed us what it meant to elect Democrats that were throwing down and fighting for working class families. We have to get back to that mentality.
Scudder argues that by focusing on issues like expanding Social Security and access to health care, Democrats will have a better chance of motivating people to vote who previously stayed home. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.